Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Don Gutteridge. Batting second. The first baseman, Lou Finney. Batting third. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Mark Christman. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Len Schult. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Milt Burns. Batting eighth. The catcher, Red Hayworth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Moncrief. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Bob Moncrief. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Al Sahaki. Batting second. The first baseman, Mickey Rocco. Batting third. The right fielder, Les Fleming. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Dutch Meyer. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Don Ross. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Pat Seary. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Smith. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Al Smith. And now, play ball. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Meyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gutteridge moves to third. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gutteridge scores. Stevens moves to second. It's 1-0, Browns. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sahaki fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Sahaki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sahaki hits a fly ball into center field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schult scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Burns, who is chasing the ball. Fleming reaches third base with a triple. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath takes first base on ball four. Dutch Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fleming scores. Heath moves to second. It's Browns, 1, Indians, 1. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Heath scores. Meyer moves to second. It's 2-1, Indians. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seary strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Len Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult hits a fly ball into right field. Fleming settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Red Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Moncrief is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moncrief hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ross fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Schultz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Sahaki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sahaki is 0 for 1 in the game. Sahaki hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gutteridge strikes out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 1 in the game. Finney takes first base on ball 4. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Finney moves to second. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lobbs hits a fly ball into center field. Siri settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0 for 1 in the game. Christman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ross fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 0 for 1 in the game. Rocco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Fleming takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Heath strikes out. Two outs. Dutch Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Meyer hits a fly ball into right field. Lobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Len Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 0 for 1 in the game. Schultz takes first base on ball 4. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Burns bunts in front of the plate. Hayes fields it and throws to first for the out. Schultz moves to second. One out. Red Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayworth hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Schultz scores. It's Browns, 2, Indians, 2. Bob Moncrief is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moncrief is 0 for 1 in the game. Moncrief bunts in front of the plate. Hayes fields it and throws to first for the out. Hayworth moves to second. Two outs. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gutteridge hits a line drive into center field. Siri picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Siri. Hayworth scores. Gutteridge moves to second. It's 3-2, Browns. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Finney hits a pop-up towards short. Sahaki settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ross hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pat Siri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siri is 0-for-1 in the game. Siri hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hayes moves to third. Jim McDonnell pinch hits for Al Sahaki. Jim McDonnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDonnell hits a fly ball into right field. Lob settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians 2. The Browns will come to bat. Elmer Weingartner now playing shortstop. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Stevens hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Rocco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weingartner misplays the ball. That's an error on Weingartner. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0-for-2 in the game. Christman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Rocco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Len Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Schult hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Siri. Schult reaches second base with a double. Lobbs moves to third. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Burns is walked intentionally. Red Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hayworth hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heath. Hayworth reaches second base with a double. Lobbs scores. Schult scores. Burns goes all the way around to score. Three runs are unearned. It's 6-2, Browns. Pete Senter now pitching. Bob Moncrief is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moncrief is 0-for-1 in the game. Moncrief hits a fly ball into center field. Siri settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 0-for-2 in the game. Rocco hits a pop-up towards first. Finney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Fleming hits a fly ball into right field. Lobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Heath hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hayworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Indians 2. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Gutteridge hits a pop-up towards short. Weingartner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Finney hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Stevens hits a pop-up towards first. Rocco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lobbs hits a fly ball into right field. Fleming settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dutch Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Meyer hits a fly ball into center field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Ross takes first base on ball 4. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seary is 0 for 2 in the game. Seary hits a line drive towards third. Christman catches it and throws to first to double up Ross. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Indians 2. The Browns will come to bat. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0 for 3 in the game. Christman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Rocco scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Christman for the out. 1 out. Gene Moore pinch hits for Len Schult. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weingartner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Burns strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Moore now playing right field. Chet Lobbs now playing left field. Don Gutteridge now playing second base. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hayes strikes out. 1 out. Stan Benjamin pinch hits for Pete Senter. Stan Benjamin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benjamin hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Elmer Weingartner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weingartner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 0 for 3 in the game. Rocco hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Burns throws the ball into Stevens, who relays the ball to Gutteridge, who tags Rocco trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Weingartner moves to third. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Indians 2. The Browns will come to bat. Gene Desautels now catching. Jack Salveson now pitching. Red Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 4 RBIs. Hayworth hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Moncrief is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moncrief is 0-for-2 in the game. Moncrief bunts in front of the plate. Desautels fields it and throws to first for the out. Hayworth moves to second. One out. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Gutteridge hits a pop-up towards short. Weingartner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Salveson fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Fleming strikes out. 1 out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Heath hits a fly ball into left field. Lob settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dutch Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Meyer hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-3, Browns. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Ross hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Indians 3. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Stevens strikes out. 1 out. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0-for-4 in the game. Christman hits a fly ball into right field. Fleming settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weingartner fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seary is 0-for-3 in the game. Seary strikes out. 1 out. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Paul O'Day pinch hits for Jack Salveson. Paul O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day strikes out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.